A community art project in the tiny town of Cavendish was shown for the first time at town meeting, but its longtime champion was not there to see it. Former town manager Richard Speck died just a few hours before the annual meeting. He had retired last year after serving the Windsor County town almost three decades. In that time, he was cheerleader for big projects and for smaller ones. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
One of those smaller projects was a community tapestry, and Richard Sveck's enthusiasm for it was hard for anyone in the town of Cavendish to ignore. About 15 years ago, fiber artist Wendy Regeer came up with the idea for the town to weave a tapestry together. The plan was she would haul her loom out to the town green and get the people of Cavendish to chip in and weave a few lines. Regeer says the former town manager was a big fan.
Every once in a while, Rich would come over to me and say, "So, what about that tapestry?"
The project languished for a while until Regeer was elected to the select board in 2015. And that meant she was seeing Speck a lot more often.
Richard just really believed in community. I mean, part of what he did in his tenure as town manager was just to really, really try to engage people in community efforts.
Cavendish has little more than 1,300 people, and so Speck wasn't involved in too many large projects. But in a tiny town where small projects have large impacts, Speck left a legacy. When Tropical Storm Irene hammered Cavendish, Sveck helped rebuild the town. He and his wife helped open the community library, and when a fire leveled an old mill in the center of town, Sveck made sure the parcel was redeveloped. It's a town green today that holds summer concerts.
He put us all into the effort. Never really said, "I can't do this." In fact, I don't think he ever did.
Bruce McEnany is the assistant town manager, and he worked with Speck on a number of projects through the years. Even after Speck retired last year, McEnany says he kept his former boss on speed dial to pick his brain about town business. And he says this year's town meeting will be remembered for a very long time.
The moderator, Michael Ripley, announced it and also had a few minutes of silence. But I don't think there was anybody in the room that hadn't known by that time. Everybody there knew him.
Regeer, the fiber artist, was planning to dedicate the tapestry to Speck at town meeting in honor of his recent retirement. The tapestry is a celebration of Cavendish. It shows the town green, the Black River, and the region's famous green marble, which was used to build the National Gallery of Art in Washington. Regeer says Speck never got to see it.
Words can't describe. I mean, I think we all felt that sickening numbness of a life gone, a life that had been so much a part of this community and such, you know, given so much to the community. You know, I was going to get up and say, "Richard, come up here and let me present this to you." And he wasn't there. Yeah.
The tapestry is hanging in the Cavendish Fletcher Community Library. This summer, the town plans to put up a small plaque on the town green to honor Speck. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Cavendish.